Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, we're given some very powerful and inspirational passages in the first readings that are given at Mass each day this week from the letter to the Hebrews. Much of it focuses on the glory and majesty, the divinity, the absolute uniqueness of Jesus. And part of our life as Catholics, as Christians, part of what we're given in the new life in the Spirit that we're given in baptism is a relationship with Christ that the Holy Spirit wants to throughout our entire journey, our life between now and when, by God's grace, we'll be able to see the King face to face, is to open up the glory and the majesty of Jesus. Part of the mission of the Holy Spirit is to make known, is to communicate to the human heart, to reveal and to unveil the glory that belongs to Jesus. And so we get a taste of it here in the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. So I want to just read it today and then just reflect on some other passages in the New Testament that do the same thing, where St. Paul and other writers communicate to us both through prayers, like apostolic prayers. We've touched on some of those over the last couple of months where Paul, for example, in his letter to the Ephesians will say, pray that for those he's writing to, and of course to us, that by God's grace, that the Father would grant us grace with the help of the Holy Spirit to have the eyes of our hearts enlightened so that we can see the glory, have a revelation of the glory and majesty of Jesus. Because when we see Jesus in his glory, when we see Christ reigning at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit helps us to believe it, understand it, come into it more fully in our lives, what that does is it creates, it builds hope. It empowers our hope because we can see in the person of Jesus our ultimate destiny. We can see the purpose of all of creation that's been fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. So let's begin here, chapter 1. Said in many and various ways, verse 1, in many and various ways God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days he's spoken to us about a Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the ages. He reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by his word of power. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has obtained is more excellent than theirs. There's an enormous amount packed right in here in this one paragraph. And I think as reading it, as I reflect on some of this, keep in mind some of the challenges that we're facing in the church, in the area of faith and confidence in God and understanding of who Jesus is. I mentioned a few weeks back a study that was done this past year, a poll that was taken, a religious belief poll, theology, I can't remember exactly the name of it. I could get back to you tomorrow on that. But there were statements made, faith statements, that people could respond to. One of them was, Jesus is the most important and greatest creature God ever created. Agree or disagree. 67% of Catholics said they agreed with that. They agreed that Jesus was a creature. That sounds like Arianism back from that the Council of Nicaea had settled on who Jesus is. He's not just a creature. He's God from God, light from light, true God from true God. He's begotten, not made. He's one in being with the Father, which this passage touches on those very truths. Another statement was, Jesus was a great moral teacher, but he was not God. 55 or 56% of Catholics, self-identifying Catholics, who answered that said they agreed with that statement. There's constant pressure, especially in contemporary culture, to empty Christ of his full significance, of his glory and his majesty. Pope Benedict XVI said this is one of the strategies of the devil in this hour, is kind of to flatten the person of Jesus and reduce him to a noble, wise, spiritual philosopher type who's very unique, a little bit above Gandhi kind of thing. But Christ is so much more than that. Christ is the new creation. Christ is the Lord of all. There's many, many titles in the New Testament that touch on dimensions of the glory and the majesty of Jesus. So this passage tells us that in various ways, God revealed himself throughout salvation history, through the prophets of the Old Testament, through the kings and others, revealing dimensions of the greatness of God and God's plan and God's purpose. But he said, really, in the fullness of time, God has spoken to us by his Son. What echoes in my mind and heart is John's gospel, the first chapter, the prologue, where John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus is God's Word. Jesus is the full communication of the heart of God, of the heart of the Father. His communication to the world, you might say, and his gift of salvation to the world is his Son. Jesus reveals, unveils who God is. He unveils, you know, Jesus is the one who knows God and communicated to us what God is like. God is love, right? God has made us, each and every one of us. Jesus demonstrates for us who God is. He reveals to us who man is and what we're called or what our destiny is. But he also reveals and he unveils the kingdom of darkness. He unveils the truth of fallen human nature. He exposes it, and he shows us why we stand in need of salvation, and he reveals himself as the only Savior of the world, who died on a cross, and the Father has raised him to his right hand. So the Son opens up and unveils heaven. The Father has appointed Jesus the heir of all things. He's the firstborn Son. He's the firstborn of a whole new creation. That is, in Jesus, the Father's ultimate family, you might say, his ultimate destiny, his vision, his economy is revealed as Jesus, one of us, died on the cross, became a sacrifice for sin, took away sin. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, the new creation could begin. And the Father raised up Jesus, raised him up in his human flesh that he inherited from Our Lady, given to him by Our Lady. He was the God-man. So humanity, which had fallen from glory, now is being raised to glory. The Father raises him from the dead. And from that position, the resurrection of Jesus and the ascension, really, they're two different acts communicated to us in the scripture in terms of timing, but essentially it's one movement. It's one movement of raising Jesus and bringing him into the presence of the Father, into the holy place, into the presence of the glory of God the Father, Jesus returning home. From all eternity, he was begotten of the Father, but as he comes home, he's different than when he left. What he brings is he brings fallen human flesh into the presence of God, into the burning center of the heart of God. And as Jesus returns to glory, and as the heavens celebrate his great victory against the kingdom of darkness, and they glorify the Son, human flesh is brought into that glory. And what we see and why, what the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, what these passages help us see, is Jesus, yes, is the heir, he's the firstborn, but now what he's doing at the right hand of the Father is he's siring a new race of people who are born of water and the Spirit. And now he's raising all those who say yes to him, all those who repent and are baptized into Christ and become members of his mystical body, who die in Jesus now are going to inherit what the firstborn received from the Father. We participate in what? In the glory of God. Here's one of my favorite paragraphs from the Catechism, describing what happened when Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father. So since the ascension, God's plan has entered into its fulfillment. We're already at the last hour. Already the final age of the world is with us, and the renewal of the world is irrevocably underway. It is even now anticipated in a certain real way, for the church on earth is endowed already with sanctity that is real, but it's imperfect. Christ's kingdom already manifests itself, its presence through the miraculous signs that attend the proclamation of the gospel. Paragraph 668, Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity, in God's power and authority. Friends, we need to see ourselves in Christ. We need to see our destiny. It's important in this world that we begin to lay hold of it through the teaching of Scripture, through the help of the Holy Spirit, to begin to see not only a historic event, which it was, and the truth of it, but to understand that that event has touched my life, and it's the action of what the Father has produced in Jesus, and what Jesus' yes has brought about, and his victory over the power of sin and death, and his entering into the holy place, the communion, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, enfleshed. What has happened to Jesus, what's happened to his flesh, been glorified in heaven, and he's made it possible for human flesh to exist in the presence of God in a glorified state. And the radiance that comes from Jesus now is a radiance that comes from his embodied existence in heaven. And so what the devil intended was the destruction and humiliation of God's creation, the image of God in man. Now Jesus has raised to glory in heaven. So when we read these things, these passages, he reflects the glory of God. And Jesus is reflecting right now in his person the radiance and the majesty and the fire and the glory and the power of God from his person. And he bears the stamp of his nature. So Jesus is of the same nature as the Father that we talk about in the Creed. And this same one is the one who upholds the entire universe by his power. This is who he is. He's first. He's the Lord. All power in heaven and earth belong to him. All glory is his. And he, in his love, unites himself to you and to me. And he said, now lift up your eyes to the heavens, where your help comes from. Your help is in the name of the Lord. And friends, this life is going to be over in a nanosecond for you and for me. We have to remember we're pilgrims. We're making our way now to the land of ultimate promise. And the land of promise is God. It's not just heaven, it's God himself and the amazing plan that God the Father has of uniting human beings into one new man, into Jesus, into sharing in his glory, one body united into the mystery of the communion of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is astounding where we're going. And the Holy Spirit wants to help you and me lay hold of that. How do we do it? We do it by reading God's word daily, chewing on it, reading these key passages like this passage from Hebrews today, but also passages like chapter 1 of Ephesians, or the beautiful, beautiful passage in Colossians that talks about the supremacy of Christ. All things were created through him and for him. And that the Father's desire that his beloved Son would be preeminent in all things. And seeing in Jesus, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul said, we preach the preeminence of Jesus, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when we do that, he said, I don't compromise, I don't try to reduce and sort of present a Jesus that it seems to me that people will accept, you know, a reduced Jesus. No, he preaches Jesus Christ as Lord, that all authority belongs to him in heaven and on earth. And he said, when that happens, the Holy Spirit acts through the command of God the Father and reveals to us the glory that's shining on the face of Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit wants to help us be able to see this truth that's being proclaimed in the letter to the Hebrews, and to see it as a truth for our lives, and to see in the face of Jesus our destiny, the glory of God shining on our face because of the gift and the grace of Christ. God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.